We are 23 lines down from the top on Membeis and Membeis. We are at the Mishnah. Hamotzi kelim va'aleim tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras darkon, yolicham liyam hamelech. The Tanakhama says that if a person finds vessels and they have images of the sun, the moon, or an image of a dragon on it, then you should throw it into the Yam HaMelech. It doesn't have to be specifically the Yam HaMelech, but that was just it decomposes faster in the salt. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Sha'al HaMechubarim Asurim, Sha'al HaMevuzim Mutarim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues with the Tanakhama, who says just throw anything with these images into the sea, because they're all Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it depends. If they're made on a mechubar, an honorable type of canvas, then they're prohibited. You can assume that it was used for avodah zarah, and therefore you have to get rid of it and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. If it's mevuzim, if it was done on a low quality canvas, then it's permissible. We can assume that it was just for decoration and it was never worshipped, and then you have nothing to worry about. Before we continue with the Gemara, we have to just go back to the previous Mishnah Mem Amud Beis. The Mishnah Mem Amud Beis told us that all images are usur because they were worshipped once, according to Rav Meir, and the Chachamim said, no, they're only usur if they have a staff or something in their hands, otherwise it's fine. So this Mishnah seems to not go according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, because he says if you find these vessels, then according to the Tanakhama at least, you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Because the indication then is that only the sun, moon, and the dragon are problematic, but everything else is fine. But that's not true. Not everything else is fine. Everything else is problematic if it's been worshipped once. So that's why Rashi says that this Mishnah, the Reisha, has to follow the Tanakhama, has to be the opinion of the Rabbanan, who say that the other images, permissible to... you don't need to throw them out. They're not considered avodah zarah. However, Tosos does argue with this approach, and Tosos says, no, you're making a mistake, because if you remember back on Mem Amud Beis, even the Gemara qualified Rabbi Meir's statement and said the only time we prohibit these images are only if they were b'indarti, shel malachim, they were statues of malachim, which we know for sure that they were worshipped. But if we don't know for sure that they were worshipped, then there's no reason to suspect it. So the truth is, says Tosos, this Mishnah can actually go according to Divrei HaKol, even Rabbi Meir as well. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, the Gemara asks the following question. We only mentioned in the Mishnah, sun, moon, and dragon. Are you telling me that it's only these three items that are worshipped, but others are not? Other images are not worshipped? Ramino, I'll bring you a stira. So you see all these different examples of things that are worshipped, and we're told that they're all considered zivchei mesim. If you make sacrifices to these animal to these items, they're called the zivchei mesim. You can't get any benefit from them. So it's not just three items; it's much more than three, as the Brisa just stated. So the Amar Abai, so Abai resolves the contradiction as follows: Miflach lachol demishkechi palchi. Says Abaye, people are going to worship anything that they find and happen to worship. But meitzar umafalchi hani talasa dechashivi tsairi lupalchilu. But the ones that they're going to actually form and build an idol, it's only sun, moon, and a dragon. Lemi achrina lenoi ba'alma. Anything else that they're going to form on their own, they're not going to form it for avodah zarah purposes. They're going to form it for aesthetic purposes. But there are items that they may find that they'll use as items to worship. But again, to make it is something that they would only do for sun, the moon, and the dragon. That's Abaye's approach. Mankit Rav Sheshes Chumri Masnaisa Vitani. Rav Sheshes used to gather, as Rashi says, all of the Mishnayos that were difficult to answer, and he would then mention them in the Beis Medrash to see if people could resolve the problems. So he taught as follows, one of the teachings, Kol ha-mazalos mutarim chutz mi-mazal chama ulevana. All mazalos are, I guess, all different types of celestial signs are permissible to make, except to have or make, we'll have to see, except for the sun and the moon. V'chol ha-partzufim mutarim chutz mi-partzuf adam. Any partzuf, any image a face is permissible to make except for the face of a human being. Becholat suros mutaros chutz misuros darkon. Any image is permissible to make except for an image of a dragon. So now, the Gemara wants to analyze this brisa, and this is the difficulty that Rav Sheish has brought. Amar mar kol mazalos mutarim chutz mivazachamu levana. We just said that all mazalos are permissible except for the sun and the moon. Hachav ma'iskinan. What are we talking about? Is this prohibition against making it or finding it? Meaning using it after you find it. Ilema ba'ose, if we're talking about where you are, this prohibition is to make these items, meaning only the only prohibition to make a sun and a moon. Iba ose, well, kol ha-mazalos mishari, any other celestial being or image is permissible. Vaksiv lo sasun iti, lo sasun kidmus shimshi ha-mashamshim lefanei b'marom. It says, don't make in front of me anything that's similar to a sun. So not just the sun and the moon, but anything similar to it would also be prohibited. So it cannot be talking about ose, about making it. El pshita b'motzi, obviously we must be talking about finding it. That once you've found these things, you're not allowed to have it. And that's only the sun and the moon. Everything else it would be fine. Ukitetnan, and like we've learned in the Mishnah, similarly, hamotzi kelim, our Mishnah, hamotzi kelim v'aleim tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras dark on yuduchum yam melech. That it's only when you have the image of the sun and the moon, so you have to throw it into the yam melech. So what are we talking about? Ibim motzi. Oh, sorry, that's the end. So clearly we're talking about when it's motzi. And because the other ones, if it's ose, it would apply to everything. Clearly this is just for motzi. But now the Gemara asks, hold on, even motzi, if we're only talking about, if the whole brisa is talking about just finding things, not making it, well then, ema metzia, so we have a problem with the middle statement. Kol ha-partzufos mutarim chutz mi-partzuf adam. It says that all faces are permissible to make except for the face of a human. Says Gemara, ibemotzi, if we're talking about finding the image, the face, parts of Adam mi'aser, is there anything wrong with having an image of a human that you found? Fatanan, hamotzi kelim v'aleim tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras darkon, yulichem lama melech. Tzuras darkon in parts of Adam lo. Our Mishnah says the only parts of which is prohibited to have is the image of a dragon, which implies then that the image of a human you are allowed to have. So this shouldn't be a prohibition against having. Ela pshita ba'ose. It must be the prohibition is making. That you're not allowed to make the image of a man, but you are allowed to have the image of a man. Uchad Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. And Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, which was, as Rashi says, we'll see later on in the Gemara, Mem Gimel Mem Beis, he talks about the prohibition of making the image of a human. So now we have the first part of the Mishnah is talking about of that Bryce says about a motif, finding it. The middle one is talking about Osa, making it. So now the Gemara says, well, hold on a second, Iba Osa, Eima Seifa, but then we have a problem. If you're talking about making it, that doesn't work with the end statement of that Bryce. Kolat suros mutaros, chutz mitzuros darkon. It says all images are permissible to have, except, well, make or whatever, except for the image of a dragon, says the Gemara. The Iba Osa tzuros darkon miyasar. If you're talking about making, is it prohibited to make an image of a dragon? Vaksiv lo sasun iti elhei chesef elhei zahav. It says that you're not allowed to make, in the Torah it says, you're not allowed to make gods of silver and gods of gold. Honey in tzuras darkon lo. That is what you're not allowed to make. But making an image of a dragon, who says you're not allowed to make it? Elupshita, rather, must be bimotzi, that when you find it. In other words, the prohibition is not making the dragon because you're not making it to serve it as a avodah zarah. But if you find the tzura of a dragon, that's a problem because that you can assume has been worshipped. You got to go by the majority, and that's presumably what people are doing. So what happened? Uchidnan, hamotzi kelim aleim tzuras chama. You see that you have to, including the dragon, you have to get rid of it. You have to throw it to Yam HaMelech because that's when you find it. So now, based on all this difficulty of Rav Sheshes, we come to the following. Reisha v'seifa b'motzi u'metziasa ba'osa. The first statement and the last statement of this brisa are talking about when you find it, and the middle line, metziasa ba'osa, is when you're talking about making it. Well, that's a little strange, because there should be consistency in the brisa. Why are we giving different examples? We're switching back and forth. Amar Abaye in Reisha Vaseifa Bemotzi Umtziyasa Baose. Says Abaye, you know, that's what we're talking about, the Reisha and the Seifa, and there isn't consistency. The Reisha and the Seifa are the same. The Mitziyasa, the middle case, is a different scenario. That's one answer. Rava gives a different answer. Rava Amar Kula Bemotzi. Now, the whole thing is talking about finding it. Well, if the whole thing is talking about finding it, we have the problem of parts of Adam. Well, why should it be prohibited to have an image of a human? So the Gemara answers, so Rava answers, Umitziyasa Rebbe Yehudahi, the middle case follows Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, Detanya Rebbe Yehuda, Mosif Aftimus Menika Vesar Upis. Rebbe Yehuda included in the prohibition of human images, he also includes the prohibition of having an image of a nursing woman and Sar Upis. It's somebody who, Shesar Vinasesar, he became someone who became nothing and became a general. It's connected to Yosef. Yosef was somebody who made it to rags to riches story in Mitzrayim. Menika al shem Chava, shem Menika kol olam kulo. Menika is connected to the name Chava, who essentially nursed the whole world to life. She was the first woman. The Sarafis al shem Yosef shesar umafis has kol olam kulo, and Sarafis comes from Yosef, who was able to, as ruler, was able to sustain the whole world when the famine hit. And then the Gemara Rava qualifies v'hu d'naket garuya the kakayil. That's only if the image of this human is he's holding a measuring stick, and he's measuring. In the case of the nursing woman, Dinukta Ben, the image is only prohibited if she's holding a child, the Kamanika, and she is nursing him. So here you have, again, that's the way Abaye and Rava try to resolve this difficult brisa that Rav Sheshe has brought, but nevertheless, the Avodah Zarah as a... when it comes to the sun and the moon and the dark cone, those are a little more stricter than any other category, and those were Yolicham and Yahamelech. We throw them straight into the Yahamelech. We don't want any association with these idols. There's no doubt that these have been items that have been worshipped.